BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United Nations says tens of thousands of people in Sudan have been displaced by bombing and fighting in the disputed border state of South Kordofan. The northern military has launched fresh airstrikes against groups that are aligned to the country's south, which is due to become independent next month. Peter Martel reports from the southern Sudanese capital, Juba.
Aircraft from the North Sudanese Army bombed a strategic airfield at Kouda in the heart of the Nuba Mountains, home to southern aligned groups it calls rebels. The United Nations reports that heavy artillery can also be heard, with fighting spreading across southern Kordofan state. More than 53,000 people are estimated to have fled from the fighting. Aid workers say their work is being severely restricted, with access blocked to key areas, causing enormous suffering to civilians. Humanitarian flights have been denied permission to land for nearly a week, while militia gunmen are blocking roads.
The US Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says America's creditworthiness is at risk if the country's borrowing limit is not raised. He's urging Republican members of Congress to vote in favor of increasing it well before a deadline in August. Here's Mark Gregory.
The man in charge of American monetary policy says Republican moves to block a measure lifting the $4.3 trillion ceiling on U.S. government debt could have serious economic consequences. Mr. Bernanke warned that even a temporary delay would cause severe disruption in financial markets, undermine the dollar's role as the world's main currency, and seriously erode investors' confidence that America will service its debts. The Federal Reserve chairman suggests the U.S. could even lose its coveted AAA credit rating, the highest ranking of creditworthiness.
A previously unpublished diary by the Argentine-born revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara has been unveiled in Cuba. His widow, Aletha March, said she'd decided to publish the unedited writings, Diary of a Combatant, so that readers could get to know him just as he was. From Havana, here's Michael Voss.
Ernesto Che Guevara was a prolific writer and did publish his own account of fighting alongside Fidel Castro in the Sierra Maestra Mountains. This new book, called Diary of a Combatant, is the first time a full, unedited version of the Argentine-born revolutionary's diaries have been made available. A former doctor, Che's handwriting was said to be almost illegible and hard to decipher, one reason why this project has taken so long.
Syrian troops and tanks are reported to be pushing towards further towns and villages in the country's northwest, where there's been an uprising against the government. The military campaign has led to thousands of people fleeing across the border to Turkey. Some of the refugees describe seeing atrocities committed by government forces around the rebellious town of Cizre Şugur. World News from the BBC. Reports from Libya say that rebel forces have made new gains against government troops around the rebel-held city of Misrata. They're reported to have advanced west from Misrata to the outskirts of the government-held town of Zeytan. As their advance intensifies, some of the rebel forces have expressed frustration at the level of NATO support. The Eritrean volcano, which sprung into life on Sunday, sending a huge ash cloud 13 kilometres into the atmosphere, has continued to disrupt air travel across the region. Kenyan and Dubai Airlines said they'd both cancelled flights to Ethiopia. Latest reports say the ash cloud has now reached southern Egypt and Sudan and is heading towards Saudi Arabia. Ruud Gullit's spell as a coach of TSK Grozny in the Russian Football Premier League is over. The former World Player of the Year had been given an ultimatum by his boss, the Chechen president Ramzan Kadyrov, to win his latest match or get the sack. They lost 1-0. Here's our sports news reporter Alex Capstick.
The instruction was blunt enough: win or lose your job. The club's president, Ramzan Kadyrov, who has developed a fearsome reputation as leader of Chechnya, had gone public with the extraordinary ultimatum. The two-time World Player of the Year and an international celebrity was accused of being distracted by bars and discos. The long and scathing statement said Terek Grozny had never looked so hopeless. His damning assessment of Ruud Gullit followed a poor run of form. This latest defeat, courtesy of a goal in the dying seconds away at Perm, has left the club third from bottom in the Russian Premier League.
The former US ambassador to China, John Huntsman, has become the latest Republican to say he will seek the party's presidential nomination. Mr. Huntsman, who's also served as the governor of Utah, said he would formally enter the race in a week's time. Correspondents say his economic policy should appeal to the party's conservative supporters, but that elsewhere he's seen as a moderate. BBC News.